The Arizona Department of Corrections will monitor 103 diabetic prisoners after a nurse contaminated a vial of insulin with a needle used on an inmate with hepatitis C. The nurse works for Wexford, a private medical contractor which provides care at the Lewis State Prison in Buckeye where the incident occurred. The Arizona Republic reported on September 4th that state corrections and health officials didn't find out about the exposure until a week after it happened.
The incident itself is incomprehensible in terms of a nurse.
Donna Hamm is a lawyer with the prison advocacy group Middle Ground Prison Reform. She says this isn't the first controversy Wexford has been involved with in Arizona's prison system.
Any nurse with basic training not understanding that the moment she injected a hepatitis C patient with a needle and then used the same needle to withdraw insulin from a vial that she now had contaminated the entire vial, it's inconceivable.
Hamm says she's mediated previous conflicts between prisoners and Wexford nurses regarding improper administration of medication. She feels the nurse that exposed the prisoners has no concern for state inmates.
She seems to think that inmates are not worthy of appropriate medical care. And that is a problem that has to go all the way back up to Wexford.
In a prepared statement, the Department of Corrections told Arizona Public Media that any disciplinary action against Wexford won't be discussed until they've completed their investigation. Meanwhile, the nurse has been suspended. Shauna Anderson of the State Office of Infectious Disease Services says a big public health concern is contamination of so-called multi-dose vials, such as the kind used for prisoners' insulin.
One of the challenges with that is that, you know, it's really hard if you need to draw up again. Sometimes healthcare workers forget to change the needles.
Anderson points out there is a campaign from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to ensure healthcare workers use a needle only once to limit the spread of disease.
So there's a lot of education related to really using a needle only one time for one patient, not inserting a needle more than one time into anything, a vial, a bag, anything like that. You should only use it one time and throw it away. We want to make sure that all healthcare workers know this so that you don't have additional exposures out in the community with other individuals and other viruses.
Prison officials say hepatitis C is the disease they are most concerned about in this case. Hepatitis C is a disease affecting the liver, causing inflammation that can lead to cirrhosis and cancer. There is no cure, but treatment with antiviral medication can reduce the severity. The CDC says the incidence of hepatitis C is much higher among prisoners. I'm Kelly Madrick, Arizona Public Media.